plan here. Today, I want to discuss most of the nicest stuff of the sugya which we started on Thursday. And tomorrow, we'll talk about the lumnus. A lot of lumnus in the sugya of Mili, but I want to give the hakadima to the mola maisa dika enyonim, and then we'll talk about the lumnus tomorrow. Now, let's just review briefly. The sugya in our samavrava, the sechta gitni, talks about the problem Mili lo mimskron the shliach, and discusses the issue of Omer Imru. So we certainly pass in the Mili lo mimskron the shliach, Machlokas HaTanoim, pass from the Chumrah, and Omer Imru, it's a bit complicated in the Gemara. But the bottom line is, though it's certainly halacha lamais, we have to be machmer Omer Imru, that it's no good. Either no good mizvadai the oraisa, or no good suffik the oraisa. There are certain lashonis in the Beis Yosef, for example, that indicate that it's only a problem of the Rabbanon, it's very difficult to see. Klichodesh asks the kasha, and again, Poshin asks the kasha. It's a shot, it's either suffik no good midaraisa or vada no good midaraisa. It's interesting, there are two separate machloks in amongst the Gedolei HaRishonim we have to talk about. One is what's called Minu Shalo B'Fonav. We saw both on Thursday and the Ran briefly. We'll have to go see the Ran again. The Ran is the key source over here. And one is called Minu Shalo B'Fonav. An explicit appointment of the Shliach to write the get Shalo B'Fonav. So the Ramban says it's no good. It's no good. Why is it no good? It's a chasaron and lishma. A chasaron and lishma. Now, it's interesting. The Ramban seems to work with an assumption that every Omer Imru is, in effect, a minu shalo b'fonav. And the reason why Omer Imru is no good is precise because of lishma. This being the case. When it comes to shtar matana, a matana, Omer Imru would be good. If the only chasaron, let's do the math. The only chasaron of Omer Imru is that it's a minu shalo b'fonav and lacks lishma. So when it comes to Matan, it's no good in Lishma, it stands to reason that Omer Imru is not a problem whatsoever. It's Shitas HaRamban. The Ra'or and the Ran disagree, and they say no. They say no. They both seem to say that Minu Shalom HaFanav, in fact, would be good. What are they assuming? Against the Ramban. They're assuming that Omer Imru is not a Minu Shalom HaFanav. Omer Imru means I tell Reuven to tell Shimon. So it's only indirect. But it's not the same as if I'd stand up here in New York and say, I hereby appoint Shimon in Chicago to write the get. No. They say, if I say, if I would make such a statement, in fact, would be good. It's simply a minu shalo b'fonav. What's it be b'fonav for? I repeat. The double machlokas over here. Because the bottom line is, Omer Imru is no good. The question is why. So Ramban says, the reason why is because even though Omer Imru is in effect a minu shalo b'fonav, Afon Pikenu is a good of lacks the shmo. And if Ramatan, it certainly is good. The other Rishonim, they're on their own, say, no. Omer Imru was not a minu shalo b'fonav. Omer Imru was only indirect. I say Reuven to tell Shimon. If I say I hereby appoint Shimon, and Shimon's not standing there, that would certainly be good by get. And Omer Imru is no good. Now is it no good by get? It's no good by matana either. Why? Because Omer Imru is not a minu shalo b'fonav. Omer Imru is a kind of a mealy problem. This is what they're so it's a double machlokas. Again, the Ramban is more machmir by get that even minu shalo b'fonav is no good. Well, make by Matana, that the Omer Imru would in fact be good, because the whole chasan of Omer Imru, he says Omer Imru is the same as the minu shalo b'fonav, and the chasan of the Shema, the Meil by Matana is going to be good. And the Ran and they were all saying, no, you got it all wrong. There are two different dinim. There's Omer Imru and there's minu shalo b'fonav. Omer Imru is no good, not by get, not by Matana, it's both times it's no good, it's in effect mili. And minu shalo b'fonav in fact is good, both by Matana and by get. That's what they say. What's their raya? Because the Gemara links the sugya of Omer Imru to the sugya of Mili. If the Ramban is right, there's no connection. According to the Ramban, Omer Imru is in effect the Minish Lava Funav, and it's a separate chasar and lishma. What in the world does it have to do with Mili? That's the Roz Kasha against the Ramban. That's the it's over here for those who have Laman Gimel Laman Aleph. He says, if Ozal Tamido, Hitchalov. That's the guy, what are they doing anything? That's the kasha which the Ra'o asks against the Ramban. It's a very powerful kasha. It's a powerful kasha, but the Ra'o answers the kasha. How does he answer it? The line begins the word Miyu, let's see briefly, about 12 lines from the bottom. Miyu, by the kasha le, Zal, the Ra'o. Lo kasha li. Why? The Isa, the Mili, Mimsha, and the Shliach, Kevin, Shishluko, Shalodom, Kim also. Kishas sofer v'ha'edim shomim mipi ha'shaliach. Harehein ki'ilu shon mipi abal. You hear what's happening? But if you'll say, mili mimsu nishliach, this means that the shliach of the Baal is like the Baal himself, and therefore it's in effect a mili b'fanav, because the shliach is considered like the Baal himself. Okay? So therefore, Rabbi Yossi's psul, the Ramban, of mili shalom b'fanav is based upon mili mimsu nishliach. That's what the Ran rejects the Ra's kind. He answered the Ramban sheet. I repeat. The question of the Ra'ah against the Ramban is, if the Prophet Shalom B'fanav was done with Mili. And if the Ra'ah, no, it has to do with Mili. Because if Mili, Mimsud and Shliach will consider it B'fanav. Why is it considered B'fanav? Because the Shliach Rishon, or the one who was appointed directly by the Baal, will consider that he's the Baal himself. So he tells the next guy to write the Get, as if it's considered to be B'fanav, if you hold Mili. Oh, so says, we hold Mili, but Mimsud and Shliach. So therefore it's not considered to be the same as the Baal himself. And for this reason, it's shalom b'fanav, and that's the reason why it's no good. That's how the Iran answered the kasha. But, nonetheless, after entering the kasha, the Iran thinks that the Ra'ah is right, that mili shalom b'fanav is good, and omer imru is no good because it's only midatchem, it's not based, not an actual mili shalom b'fanav, and the question of churva, so the Iran and the Ra'ah take care of their own way. That's a technicality which I don't want to go into right now. We spoke about it already on Thursday. Adkan. So this big machlokas about mili shalom b'fanav. Big machlokas. That's machlokas number one. Machlokas number two concerns kosav v'ksav yodo. A person appoints a shliach from far away, but he does it in writing. And the writing actually appears in the presence of the sofer who's far away. So here the Gemara, actually, and it's quoted by the Rif in the last line, the Ran in the last line. Rav Kana Marav says, Cheresh yochol adat v'shochak sav, kos v'nos v'get li ishto. Okay? That may be done. Fine. It may be done. So the last line of the Ran is, because of the toast was davka cheresh, shim sh'enk sivoso motziyo sonu v'dei sofek shtuso. So therefore there's a problem, may it be done, may it not be done, only certain Shasatcha cases, Aval Pikeach. This is the next page 66. Aval Pikeach. Shesholach b'ksav yodol b'dina sayam lichtov l'itna get l'ishto. Kosvin het the gomor. There's only a shaila in the Gemara and the Machlokas and the Poskim that Amoroim. What do you do if a Shcherish writes a ksav? Because maybe that's what he's talking about. But a perfectly intelligent person authorizes the sofer by writing to write the get, het the gomor. Miu. Why? Simple, negative proof. Doesn't say talk about a cherish. Strange. We have that Ravosa, a very interesting thing over here. It seems you put two and two together. You have an important double machlokas. Let me explain why. The halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch is a very big problem. Whether these things work, whether minish lo b'fanav works, and whether ksiva works. Each case, it's a very serious shaila. What to do? So you have a big problem. What happens if the Baal and the Isha are not going to come together? This is the reality. Take it back. The Baal and the Sofer are not going to come together. It's just not happening. Whatever, it's just not happening. So what do? So you have two choices. You can either remind the sofer shalom b'fanav, or you can write a letter to the sofer telling him to write. But we just saw both are subject of a machlokas, no? We saw minish shalom b'fanav, the machlokas, the Ramban says no good, the Ra'ah and the Ran say it is good. Right? That's already a machlokas, a serious, serious shalom halacha. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, those who have a Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Chav talks about these things. So in consecutive sifrim, he talks about these two important shaylas. I think it's in Dalet and Hay. In Dalet and Hay, he says the sofer shouldn't write, Eidim shouldn't sign, so the husband tells him directly. Right? And he says, Omer Imru is no good, etc. Doesn't say Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, what's the din of Minu Shalom B'fanav? Just doesn't say a word. But you know, sometimes silence is also an indicator. And he doesn't say a word. So the Beis Shmuel quotes a machlokas. Das Rav Aran kosher. Ramban get bottle mid the oraisa. He goes into a shalom shlichus, which the post can say. I don't know what he's told. We'll get to a different issue. Whether he requires shlichus or not for fiksivas again. It's a different story. We won't go into it now. The post have a tie against the Beis Shmuel. Why he threw in shlichus over there? It's not the main point of the Ramban. So we're not going to go into that right now at all. But in any event, it's not clear what the shitas ha-machaber is. He doesn't say befech.
He says he can't do.
The machaber doesn't say explicitly. No, the machaber says, he just says like this. Okay? And he says, but if you tell someone else, or even if you say Ome Imru, still Lo Yichtav Asof Liach Matshishmu Mipiv. So I tell you the simple. You're right.
So how would you think that you'd be able to be Mina Shul?
You're right. The Machaber didn't take pains to teach us that the Ran and the Ra are wrong. A feel of Mina Shul Bafanav is no good. He didn't say so. So that you're right. I'm not arguing with you. I think the fact that he didn't say anything is an indication. That he holds a mina shelo b'fanav, in fact, would be no good.
I
agree with you. That the Pashup Shad is that way. Now, but what about Nafka? What about Mominus? Right? So you have to see what the Mechaba holds in Choshen Mishpat. Because if he held, that's briefly, or if he holds, because by those, like the Ramban, that the only problem of over here is minish lo b'fanav because of lishma. What should he have held in Bamanis? That Omer Imru is not a problem whatsoever. That's what he should have held if he was so convinced that the Ramban is right. So we'll have to see. I don't have a Choshen Mishpat in the room. No. Okay, I'll have to maybe look tomorrow and see. It's not so simple that he holds this way. Anyway, but I tend to agree with you anyway that his silence leads to that conclusion. Well, it's not explicit. That's sif down. Okay, sif hey. Whether in fact you can appoint the sofer through the medium of ksiva or not. Right? It's unclear. It's not explicit one way or the other. So now, what do you do if, as I said before, you're stuck? The sofer is here in town, and the baal is far away, and they just can't get together. Maybe it's far, they can't afford the expense to come, or he's too lazy to come, he doesn't care enough to come. What do you do then? So I told you to look at the Pesukei Teshuva, it's a cut in Yuches. He quotes from Gedol Olam, Arim Mibrisk. Who says, Halacha Lamais Halachim Malchav Igan Gadol, how do you do it? The woman was brisk, and the husband went far away, and they finally got him to authorize a get, but he's not going to come to brisk, forget about it. So Yeshua Spaldir HaMekilim B'Ksav Yodo, Gamba Pikeach. Okay? He says, no, you can rely upon Ksav Yodo, Halacha Lamais Halacha Lamais Malchav Igan, you can rely upon. But! The marim mibriska hamtzav himtzit takana. What's that? Before you write the particular form of ksav yado, yom abal peh shememanes asol for ploni veda ploni ploni litter v'lachlan avur uvezeish v'nusad gadol lismoch al ra'av aran sof perik haomer that the memanes shliach shlo b'fon of the moel vein the omer imru. Okay. And therefore, you have a kind of what we'll call a kind of a svek sveko. Maybe ksav yodo is good one day in the mechaber, and maybe the ran and the ra'o are right. So that's an effect of svek sveko, which is created here the chiddush the hamtzah takana of the marim mibrisk. Okay, and it's quoted by the Pesukei Teshuva and Tzivkot Miyudches. Ad kan dvarav. Yes, sir. Oh, excellent question. Excellent. We're going to talk about all these things today. We know. Now, this Takana de Marim Mibrisk became diradur. This is what all the Batei Din in the world do. They rely upon the Marimi Brisk, and they have a what they call a form which says Kitzur Utznu. But in the form itself, they don't just rely upon the form, but they actually have the Baal say orally, say verbally, that he's appointed. I brought with you a form where it's really, I'll read it to you. I'll read you the form, I'll pass it around later on, but I'll just read it to you briefly. This is the Beit of America form. There's a man named Rabbi Lichter, who serves as a sofer for most gittin in the Beit of America. I, blank, son of blank, also known as blank, here with command Rabbi Lichter to acquire writing materials and write a get, divorce my wife, blank, daughter of blank, also known as blank, and one get them all up to 100 gittin. We went through this business before, paid him to sign, one gittin, 100 gittin. We talked about that a while ago, but also paid him shlichusa. Okay? Fine. This is what it says. Good. And you take an oath, you're not going to nullify the get, nullify the shliach, etc. And then the last part, the last line. I read the above statement, and I'm here with signing it. So what does it mean? What do you mean I read it? What did I read it for? Oh, that's me, the shalom b'fana. That's my Remy Brisk. The Remy Brisk adds this last line. Without the Miami Brisk, it would be, all right, you rely on the second day in the Mechaber. It's Sifhei. But over here we're saying that you want to have an additional smach lahakel, namely the rod and the rod. So you have to read it.
Verbal,
you have to say the words. Now, then at the bottom, it's you sign the printed name. The aforementioned was stated orally and signed by the above person or present at this day, and three people sign it. A bezdin. This is the Kitzvot Tzinuot, which is Lechatchila. This is what the Bezdin of America does. I must tell you that not every Bezdin is so medactic. I was once involved in the Kitzvot Tzinuot, some other situation. It was, I don't want to say who. It was a whole long story. And they weren't so medactic. They just had a plain Kitzvot Tzinuot. I think there only two of them on the bottom, not three. I think the person didn't read it, if I recall correctly. Just signed it. By the way, Rav Henkin, Zatzal, has a chumrah which no one in the world, to my knowledge, keeps. To my knowledge. He says it's not enough that he signed. He should write the whole thing out longhand. The guy should write the whole thing out longhand.
Can't type it.
Or type it longhand. What? Why? Strange. I don't know what he's talking about. He writes over here, this is a same Shuvas Ivro, Rav Henkin, one of his Shuvas Farim. He's written in Tavshin Tes Vav, right, 1955. He writes as follows, a strange thing. He says, let's see. Gives you my Remy Brisk, the whole story. You know, you have two things. And then he says, Gam yichtov ko amine b'ksav yodo, ki mistaba shechassima levad lo sagiv, ki ein zeh shtar chov.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
You sign something, so you obviously agreeing. You're in effect writing everything. You have to write every last line. Even he, that's what's called one. Two on the bottom, he writes as follows. One second. He says, "Sheyichtav haminu b'ksav yosef nachon lichtov kulo ulefachos yachtom alzeh." Because if Hank and Zal realize no one's listening to him. They insisted that you have to write the whole thing out. This is a long. I have no time for this. Look how long this is. Take 20 minutes right now. No? Huh? I'm saying so. I have an interesting idea that I just thought of something. Okay. We have it. Let him press the Xerox machine.
Okay.
No, let him. If Rav Henkin is right, I mean, it's not, you want art? That he wrote it. He wrote it. That's a great idea. A new verse. It says Rav Henkin. Every time I make a new copy, have him press the Xerox machine, and then I'm set up Rav Henkin's chumra. No. Well, why is that? See, why not? I don't know. It seems to me that whatever Rav Henkin had in mind, I don't know what he had in mind. I don't understand it. If you press the Xerox button, I think it would work. That's a new chumra we can introduce. It's a question for Rav Henkin. Hey, I tell you, the world of chumras never ends. Just thought of it right now. I mean, his chumras to ride it all along, it's not going to work. I got to fly. No one's going to sit there with the patience. It's bow off and just let me out of here. The faster the better. But to press a button on the Xerox machine, we're making part of the process. Sir, we're a big machshavim, you know, please press the button. And and it comes out a new form. It's made special for you. And that seems to be an interesting way to be machmer Rav Henkin's zalat. I'm sure no one in the world has thought of it, does it? But no, things can start here. What's wrong? I told you my general rule with chumras. I love chumras. As long as they don't hurt anybody. So I mean, you want to be yotze another sheep that doesn't cost anything, like a penny to the mega zeros. One gets kavaldik. Yes.
Sir. Why can't we just nowadays call? Why can't we have to call?
Telephone. Somebody that will come to telephones. Yes.
What's the something on the first part whether it's that the other will get him up? If you have three, there's still you appoint the base and there's
still the same stuff. We'll come to it. Hold on a second. So this is what it says over here. What about telephone? He talks about telephone over here too. Okay. Yes, Danny.
Yeah. My memory is correct. When I was using sequels, the guy wrote like two lines or something and didn't sign.
He wrote two lines. He holds like a Hankin. Where did this happen? Maybe he holds it from a Hankin's chumrah.
Maybe he didn't write the whole thing. He wrote like two lines.
Well, two lines. Maybe the meek of two lines. He doesn't write anything. Just signs. Right? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe just put the names in? No, just sign them.
I mean, you wrote like two, not just the names.
I hereby appoint the sofa.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, so I take it back. I withdraw my statement. Maybe Rabbi Teichman has, after this whole thing is up. They tell him, please write two lines, like just for kids, here I put the sofa, and sign, I'll be good to call to Rav Henkin. How do you like that? I gotta find out from every time. What do you talk about? It's very good. You one of the members of the Bezdin, Dan?
Yeah.
It's a very distinguished Bezdin. And Rabbi Teichman was also on the Bezdin? Well, he was just above the Bezdin.
Yeah.
He's above, so three yeshiva guys are the Bezdin.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. As long as you're kosher liadis, you don't have to be How long ago did this happen? Oh, I said recently. Why? It was just about something in Gittin. So when you go back to the West Coast, you call him up and say, learned about this thing, you're very happy, impressed, he's Choshev Rav Henkin apparently, and you think he's maybe the only one in the world who is. And the Rebbe's extremely impressed. I'm impressed, really. He took it seriously, Rav Henkin's work. And that's when you think that President Zirax bought the machine would work. He has to say. Okay, that's this. What about a telephone? Talks about a telephone over here as well. A telephone is not so good by itself. You shouldn't rely upon itself. But you should use the telephone in combination with the kitzvah tzunu. And he says you should have four connections. That means they're equal extensions. And you get on the line that the baal should be on one end and the sofer and the bezin should be on the other end with four extensions. And it should be a formal mini baal peh. What do you gain by the telephone? Here's a very important result. Came along, and not only does he say so, but Tzitz Eliezer has a children chelik chavez, Simon Ayan Beis. First, let's talk to the guys in jail, and you can talk to him by, he picks up one, you know how it works in jail? He picks up the phone, he's got the phone, and he's waving to you. Yeah, no joke. So that's good, Kavachagma from a regular phone. Of course, from Reb Chaim Berlin. Not the yeshiva, the worst mentioned he was named. Reb Chaim was in the Tziv son. Reb Chaim Berlin said, amazing Kiddush, that he can even use what he calls a phonograph. Phonograph. Let me tape it. That means make a record. That means you can make a record. I hereby appoint this you put a record, a tape, a CD, and then the guy goes flying out to China, or maybe to wherever he goes, and then they get the tape, or the phonograph, or the CD player, and they recognize his voice. Assume he recognizes his voice, it would be good. It's a chiddush neira, yes.
Abdullah
Megillah, you can't. Some pastors don't like this whole thing. It's by Abdullah Megillah, it's not his actual voice. It's not his actual voice. So some pastors want to bring a riot on his actual voice from our Mishnah. Oh, yeah, correct. Our Mishnah says he's in the bar. So no, guys, in the bar, it's not really his voice, because when it comes to Tekiah Shofar, it's Kol Avara Lo Yotza. Want to bring a riot, but it's not the Shvach riot. It's not a good voice for Shofar. The shofar requires mamish, without any echo. But for Keret, if someone wants to read the Megillah and he's in the bar and you're on top of Pasha, I think you would be okay. But I do agree with you that a phone and a microphone is worse, because that's an electronic voice. Nonetheless, the question is whether that matters when it comes to minu shelo b'fano. The question is, what is the chesaron of minu shelo b'fano? So the Ramban says there's lack of lishma. What do you mean lack of lishma? What does that mean? Why can't the sofer write lishma if he's here and if he's authorized by the new, by the by the Baal, Shelo B'Fanav. We don't understand the lumbus of the Ramban. Why should it be Shelo L'Shmo? We don't understand it. So if we don't understand it, we can't analyze whether a telephone would overcome it or not. You have to understand it first. How do you understand the Ramban? Ramban says you have to have B'Fanav, otherwise it cannot be L'Shmo. We don't understand exactly what he means. What does he mean? So there are a number of interpretations. And it seems to me that perhaps the phone would overcome all of them. Again, assuming that there's no possibility of zeal, that is, he's a fake. You have to recognize his voice. It's also not so simple. Video conference. A video conference, that's where I read Jaffa, an article on the Beis Yitzchak. That if you do a video conference, it's better than a telephone because you see his picture. Now, of course, you can do anything. Fake pictures, fake everything. The whole world's fake. So, I mean, but the more hardships you place in the faker, the better chance that really is you avoid the problem. So, I agree. There should really be a video conference in the Bezdin of America, but there isn't right now. There isn't. The cost of fuel is cheap now. The video conference machine would cost, I think, a few $100s now. No. What? Other side. You can go to Kinko's. They tell me. And for $1 an hour, I don't know, whatever, you can rent a video conference.
Yeah, the Daf Yomi goes from Rabbi Weiss and Stan Al.
Yeah, too.
To Baltimore or something.
Yeah, video conference. Big deal. It's not that expensive these days. I think it's something which should be done. All right. Hold on. A lot of things I think. But no, to my knowledge, there's no one yet using video conference. It's nice. Inspired by Jack's beautiful article to that effect. So what's the problem? How do you learn pshat in this Ramban? So the Chazon Ish has a pshat. He has a pshat. Quote: Lo choshev l'shma actually is achdu habal v'asofer berega achas v'askama achas l'michtav gita. You have to have at one moment in time the agreement of the Baal and the Sofer. Can't do it, Shalom B'Fanav. Because the Baal, I'm appointing you from a mile away, and until the guy gets to you 10 minutes later, he walks, he runs a mile in 10 minutes, so it's 10 minutes later, it's not considered B'Vasachas. This, whatever that means, that's a Chesaron HaMasamah on the Shema. If that's correct, Lich Ora, the phone should work. Don't know. The phone should work. Well, you're afraid it's a little delay on the phone. Oh, come on, it's a delay on my voice too. It only travels 186,000 miles per second, or whatever. Not anymore. Not only the echoes. Now your phone from Eretz Yisrael is just as good as the phone from around the corner. You can't tell the difference. Right. So the court from Chazon Ish is right. So the Chaim is going to be wrong. The phonograph would be no good, right? But the telephone, at least the normal telephone conversation, was instantaneous. L'chor would be good according to this mahalach. Hold on a second. That's one mahalach. What's another mahalach? I'm sorry?
There's cheap telephone companies now.
Huge delay.
Yeah?
Delay.
These satellites or whatever.
Cheap phone calls.
So you have to use a very AT&T. AT&T. All right, he's AT&T. No chumra, but they can only get the force of the telephone AT&T. No chumra.
The instant message thing they have now online.
ICQ. IFQ. ICQ. ICQ. So my sisters talk to each other from Eritrea to Manhattan. I don't know about that. That's Ksav. Yeah, that's a different story. We'll call him. Hold on one second. That's what it is. Now, that's number one. That's reason number one why it would be no good. Okay, hold on a second. There's another reason why it might be no good. Rabbi Osai? Hold on a second. Wait a second. The Chazon Ish, hold on. The Chazon Ish says, Rabbi Osai, that since he's so intent on this reason, he says this is a reason which would knock out both. This reason knocks out Minish Lobofonov. What else does it knock out? Ksiva, Ksaviado. What's wrong with Ksaviado? What's wrong? What's wrong with Ksaviado is, again, it's not instantaneous communication. So the Chazon Ish says it's all no good. And it's chas v'shalom to have to rely on the marim mibrisk. It's a shalom amzeris chas v'chalila. So what do? Chazon Ish was not a man who's had his head buried in the sand. Whatever you accuse him of, never that chas v'chalila. He's always active in trying to find solutions. Very solution oriented person. Gotta find a solution. I'll give you a muscle. Shmita. Next year, next year, Shemitah was it? Next year. Next year. Because it's chummus, he didn't get to the mechira. But he wasn't just saying, okay, so now everyone stop. Get solutions, we're all to best, and maybe we'll talk one day. But he wasn't, he was very solution oriented. He had this incredible solution. Unbelievable solution over here. Probably that most would never listen to his solutions because they're too wild. His solution is as follows. Where's the guy? The guy somewhere in Timbuktu? No problem. Write him a letter in Timbuktu and say, listen, I want you to write a piece of paper which is as follows. I, whatever my name is, it's on your own script, in English. Right? I, Charlie Jones, well, Charlie Cohen. I, Charlie Cohen, hereby divorce my wife, Anna Cohen, and with this piece of paper, and she's hereby divorced immediately, and she's permissible to any man. Sign your name, send in the mail. Says the Chazon Ish, I get his good b'dorais. Maybe good b'drabbana. Can you make him a seer? No. So you, and then he writes another piece of paper. I hereby appoint Rabbi X, living in New York, as my shliach l'olacha to give it to my wife. That you can do. Do you have? Oh, there's a little machmir we have. That is a machmir. No, you are. He says, wait a minute. He says, a chumra no raw. He times that the Baal has to give the get directly to the shliach halach on the hand. Rachmona litzlan, if we had to follow that chumra, would be against so many gittin that aren't done that way. If you look at the Pesach Tshuva, I don't think it's on the Maram Makom, this one. I lost my copy of my own Maram Makom, so I'm not sure if this one's on it. But I give you a whole bunch of Pesach Tshuvas in Sin, thank you. In Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, again. Nope, this one before, I thought so. Lamed Hey, it's a mile long, but in it, he explains why what you're saying is absolutely incorrect. There's nothing wrong with, for example, mailing a get to a shliach l'olacha. In other words, forget our problem. The guy could be the Baal and the Sofer in the same city, and the wife's in a different city. What do you do? So the whole issue is it doesn't make shliach l'olacha and shliach sheni. We'll get to that later. But he says, we'll have to talk about this, but not now. I have a certain time crunch. I have to finish certain amount. Tomorrow we know. But maybe we'll start the seventh prayer. We'll find a way how to talk about this then, which is a very important shayla. You raised an excellent point. And there are some parts from the whole like you, by the way, for a whole series, variety of reasons which you didn't mention. But the mice of Chalila to be Machman that shayla. That's what Chazon Ish says. Send in the mail, the amount of Shtiach Halach in the mail, and that's all. Aye, maybe it's not Lishma. No, I wrote the get. He wrote the get. Oh, then he writes like this. That'd be a tremendous zilzel. Everyone's going to lie and get with three lines written by the Baal. Are you kidding? He said, well, then take my Remy Brisk and write a whole Kitzvot Tzinu get, you know, in the beds where the woman lives. So on a level of Doraisa, what's going to work is the Chalash Mai get. That means the one written two lines by the man in Timbuktu. But it shouldn't be a Zilzul. So he goes through the quote-unquote the motion. He goes through the motion in the Remy Brisk, which the whole world thinks is perfect, and I think it's got bottled with Doraisa. So it shouldn't lead to a zilzul. That's the Chazon Ish's solution. Maybe they won't write Lishma in Timbuktu. There's no one there to supervise him. Chazon Achidish Neira. This is the classic Chazon Ish. That to get out of one thing, he come up with coolest flaws in effect. He says, anytime a man writes a get for the sake of divorcing his wife, we assume it's Lishma. How does he know? Look at the Rashi, that Bezim and Bezim Gittin, the last Rashi. It talks about there. Stam Safra the dining Migma Gamiri, Rabbanu the Atrich. What are you afraid about? You're afraid that some guys will make a mistake and take a pre-written get and give it to the woman. So the Pesachei Tshuva says, hey, why don't you afraid of something else? Maybe the Sofer wrote the get and didn't enunciate the peh. Hareini kosim l'shmo. Says Pesachei Tshuva, you see from here, it's not necessary for the Sofer to say explicitly with his own mouth, Hireini Kaisel Lishma. Everyone, every bezin in the world, the Machmir, that the service of the Peh, I'm hereby writing Lishma. But if you wouldn't need it, based on the Rabbanu Liatzuch, says the Chazon Ish, well, go take it a step further. If the only case that Rashi can concoct that the problem is where he finds a pre written get, that implies not only if he didn't say Beferish Hireini Kaisel Lishma, if he didn't even think Beferish Mamish Hireini Kaisel Lishma, unless he's writing the get for the sake of the divorce. It's also considered Lishma. that he says the problem, talking about a wacko problem in parentheses. What do you do with a promise he creates out of nowhere of Kosav v'chsav yodo v'ein olav edim? It's one of the gimel gittin psulim. We know this from our first year. The Mishnah paid Rabbim and Aleph. It's quoted in the Gemara of Gimel and Beis. Kosav v'chsav yodo is a problem. So he says like this, it's true that every person in the world is against me on this, and it's Mekel, it's to another Rabbi Lazar. You know, it's, remember that Gemara Gimel Beis? We took the first day. Rabbi Lazar says, Kosa, I feel the end of cloud with nothing in Masira, caution. So every person, including the Tosis himself and Avgimel Beis, and the Rosh, and the Beis Shmuel, everybody says the quality of Abelazar is good. So therefore, no problem because he's giving Gimel Beis and Masira. He likes to say like Tosis and Gimel in the top Tosis and the middle Tosis, and would be considered a problem. Ein bo zman. Why ein bo zman? Because you can write anytime you want. This is a Mishnah, you know, you're trying to get this man. Why is this man? There's no Zman. Two reasons. Because of Paris, or we pass because it's going to cause the Chapa Basachos. We're going to allow someone who's Mizana, a woman to be Mizana, get away with it, because the whole predate it, or this, there's no time. That's what they do with Zman. So he said, any time the Baal writes to get back, they can play right in his mind he wants. No one to stop. Not like Adam. Adam can say it's the wrong date. The Kitzer, he wants to pass it of Abel's man. And it's not clear what he said. He sort of writes in parentheses, look what I wrote here. But he himself can see that those posts are against him. That's the solution. I don't know if anyone in the whole wide world, to my knowledge, please correct me if I'm wrong, maybe Rabbi Teichman knows about something, he goes to Pacific or Gitna or somewhere. I don't know anyone in the wide world that people follow the Chazon Ish. But if they were up to me, I would do it already. Same as Rabbi Teichman has a two line, I hereby appoint the sofer to write the get. And I might three more lines. That's all. A seven piece of paper. I hereby divorce my wife. I, this name, divorce my wife, this name, with this piece of paper, and sign a piece of paper, and then put that in the same envelope. Why not? If it's up to me, I would require that too. I'm a big machlo, as it's kosnished. I'm a big machlo. What's a big deal? Most people can write two lines. I'd be meichel and yochum. I trade in. I'm meichel and yochum, Rav Henkin, let him just press my button with my way of getting on the chum. Forget about the whole chum. But I introduce instead my own, the Chazon Ish's chumra. Write three lines. You can write it again in three lines with the rice. What's the right? I don't know if anyone has formulated a text in English to get in three lines kosher with the rice. Someone should. You have a worthwhile contribution. Maybe we'll write to the Beth of America. We'll offer some suggestions. And I'll see if they accept it. Yes?
Explain again how what he suggests and how it works.
His first point is that my Rebbe Brisk is wrong. Because it's noble. Based on his lumbus, has to be an instantaneous communication between Baal and Sofer that knocks off both in one shot. Knocks off Shalom Bafanov and knocks off Ksav. Because in either case, there's any instantaneous communication.
Huh?
Oh. What about Gemaras? We seem to think that maybe Ksav is good. What do you do with those Gemaras? He says, Chiddush Neira. It's only referring to a case where you wrote it in the presence of the Sofer. Where you wrote it in the presence of the Sofer. So therefore, as the second that you're writing it, the sofa is watching you write it. So it's again instantaneous communication. If I write it in front of the sofa, look, he's watching me. I hereby appoint this sofa to write the get. Hey, this may be matter of the shvacha telephone lines, because even there, it's an instant later till the time I write it till he sees it. That's considered instantaneous enough. Maybe call Torah Ledibra. I don't know what you call it. That's what he says. A chiddush neira. And what he says, the Torah is given to make a distinction between Kosav B'Fonav, like our Konas HaRosh. But he subscribes to the distinction as well. I've kind of learned about the Yeah. Why not? Ain't we see you, Kaisi? Come on. Start Chazar on Tuesday. No, there's Tom Sar Chazar already. Better start Chazar here. Yes. So he says, because this is trick is no good, let the Baal in Timbuktu write a three-line get mitzvah, which is kosher mitzvah raisa. He writes it himself, Lishma. Don't need a cipher. He'll send that to make a shliach halacha in New York. Send the get from Timbuktu to New York in the mail. FedEx it. All right, you want to be machet? FedEx it for $10. FedEx it. Okay. And it comes. The cipher, the shliach will give it to the woman. That's mitzvah raisa good get because kosher mitzvah yodo the edim mesira is good. Even Ksav Sofer, anyone see it would be good. Let's say, here's another chumrah. Chazon Ish wanted to suggest that Ksav Yodo is worse than Ksav Sofer in this respect. Why? Because Ksav Sofer ain't Bo's man, so there's no chashash. Because Stama, a guy wrote a get. No Eide Chasima. It can't cause Chippur, it can't cause Perik, nothing. If you write your own name, it's worse than Tzad Embo's man. So he has a great idea. So Charlie can appoint Jimmy, who's his friend, to write I'm appointing Jimmy to write a get three lines. And he writes down a get with three lines, but I guess that's a little more, throws an extra wrinkle, he doesn't want to do that. So Charlie writes, I, Charlie Smith, of Timbuktu, hereby divorce my wife, Anna Smith, of New York, with this piece of paper. She's permissible to anyone. She's permissible to any man she pleases. Signed, Charlie Smith. Sends it in the envelope with the kisvu tenu. So he goes with the motions of kisvu tenu because of the marriage be brisk. But what I really count at level of daraisa is what he wrote.
So you write a second get,
right?
And you give both
it. Well, in such circumstances, two get me already solves a slight problem. But over here, in these conditions, it's better than nothing. He says. Otherwise, it's a shadow of daraisa. Yeah.
The Baal writes it on these two or three lines. He writes it on the actual get.
No, he writes a piece of paper. That is the get with daraisa. That is it. Those three lines is it. That's it. Okay. Here's what he writes. Ad kan dvar v'kadosh. Now, I can give you two other reasons. Oh, but it's a big problem with Chazanish. Major, she just doesn't address. He didn't have it, didn't know about it. It's very so close. The Ramban himself says, we saw the Ramban. The Ramban, half we saw. Taminish lo b'fanav is no good. But the Ramban himself, I asked him to see, I hope you saw this one, in Gibn Daf'ayin Beis Amal Aleph, says, quote from the Bali Atosis, that you can appoint a shliach with your own handwriting. Okay? Before his Atosis, the Mimatina mitoch aksav de cherish, because data shagishta, you know what he's talking about. Ava borish shalach ksav imdina sayam, kisru tnu get the ishti, umukuya, kosu venosnin, v'loboyish shmimi piv mamish. So he writes, and he doesn't argue. So Mefurish Ramban against the Chazonish. Mefurish black and white, that's not the reason. If the reason it's intense communication, then Tziva should also be no good. No, so what's Takah Pshat in the Ramban? So Rav Moshe Zal has an interesting Pshat. Rav Moshe's Pshat is a fantastic, amazing Pshat. Igros Moshe. He says, the reason why it's no good is because Lishma means I write a get, and I'm convinced that I'm writing the get for the sake of this man and this woman, Hashem Gerish. How do I do so if I'm not the Baal? Well, this, the Baal comes to me, right in my presence, tells me, authorizes me to write a get. So I'm 100% sure with my own eyes and my own ears who he is and what he wants. So I write the get. If someone comes, even two people come, and tell me, we are two witnesses. We both heard that Charlie Smith of Timbuktu appoints you to write a get for him and his wife, says Rav Moshe, I'm not mechuyav to believe him. I'm not mechuyav to believe two witnesses. I, in Bezin, believe two witnesses. The Rambam writes, the famous Rambam, that's exactly the kosev. Apishtayim eidim yokum dover. Excuse me, one. Forgive me.
What's yeah.
The Ramban of Konotosis, that you can have a vimana, a kisvu, you know, it works. Yeah, he doesn't argue. If he wouldn't hold it, wouldn't he have to argue? For ain't no nochon. It's true he doesn't say I hold this way, but if you quote a Tosis, Mefurish B'Tosis, it doesn't argue, isn't that a Raya Buddha degrees? Pasha degrees. How can he agree if Chazanish is right? This is not instantaneous communication. There must be this. Moshe writes, that's what I'm saying. You're not mechuyav to believe the Eidim? Ram is the Xeris HaKadosh of Bishnayim Yekandava. That's not for the Xeris HaKadosh. Who said the two ain't telling the truth? Plenty of people lie with Manazel. And even in those days, they're liars. Torah goes that they're best not to believe him. I don't have to believe him. Since I don't have to believe him, even if I do believe him, somehow it's a chasar on the Shabbat. That's what Rav Moshe says. Oh, I have a big problem with that. I must be honest. I have a big problem with Rav Moshe. It's a beautiful slur. My problem with that is as follows. It's not my own problem. It's really an effect that there are all discusses in a somewhat different context. This idea of minu shalo b'fonov, remember, according to the Ramban, we're talking about the Ramban sheet over here. According to the Ramban, let me finish this. I never finished Rav Moshe's train of thought. It's up, Rav Moshe. I don't have to believe two Adam who come out pen tell me it's the Yentis. He said this. Yentis, to tell you the truth. But if it's written down, writing, this is proof positive. The guy writes it down. I mean, that's not a forgery, but that's not a choshen. See, I don't know if it's written, clear, no chance of forgery, then I believe it. And I have to believe it. Like a guy talks to me and says to me, I want you to write again. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You're an idiot. He told you. So too, if he wrote it to you, and it's certified, so you have to believe it, you don't believe it. So that's why it's the Shema. I've tempted Rav Moshe's out. So my problem with this is as follows. The simple reading of the Ramban is, as I said at the beginning of my introduction today, that every Omrim was a Mina Shalom B'Fana V'Chulei. And the Gemara ties it into what we call Mili. The Gemara ties it into Mili, right? So the Ra'as against the Ramban, if it's a chassar of Mili Shalom B'Fana Shalom L'Shma, what does it have to do with Mili? How did Ran answer? Yol Mili Mimsur L'Shliach. Then what? He's considered like the Baal himself. Well, that works. According to Rav Moshe, though, it shouldn't work. According to Rav Moshe, the whole point is that you have to believe him. If you don't see him directly or see his handwriting, then you're not mechuyav to believe him. And that's a chesaron on the Shema. How does the halachic principle of milui mimsur l'shliach overcome this chesaron of shelo l'shma? I don't understand. That's why I can't answer Rav Moshe. Look more carefully. It's in a tshuva in Igros Moshe, in which he writes about this, and that's his word. But does he discuss it himself? I frankly don't remember him even addressing this question. In Chelek Aleph of Evan or Ezer. Let's bring it far down. Right now. Oh, yeah. I wrote it down somewhere, but. One second here, a minute. Oh, Simon Kuf Yutes, I believe it is. Alright, relax. Kuf Yutes. No. I don't know why it does the same. Because the short shiva, that's referring to a longer shiva. The longer shiva, I haven't found yet. I'm sorry for the extra delay in a minute. Oh, Kuf Tezayin, I'm sorry. Kuf Tezayin, I'm sorry. Kuf Tezayin. Yeah. Here we go. He says, "Anochal ni esdaiti b'zeh." Af she'edin lo mahani, k'sav yad mahani. Why? He says, "What's wrong with edin? The din emonos edin who din atarah lebezin. Avo eno edus atarah sh'shnei edin lo yad shakru. Ef she'asavah v'edin lo yad mina b'libam shaval mina. V'yizbru shalom sheker. V'oz lo havi asiyos on the shmo." You have to actually believe it. Okay? And the Ramban says, the Ra'ah says, oh, but he does believe it. And the Ramban says, even if he himself believes it, since they could not believe it, that's why it's no good. That's what the Ramban says. He quotes the Ramban, we saw, Shani get the cave of the Bina, the Shema, Bina Nami, the Kosovla. You actually have to hear it. Okay? That's what he says. But he said, that's Aiden. But by Ksaviyad, that's the DNA about it. You have to believe the Ksaviyad. I don't think we're much in this discussion. This tshuva asks Makasha. How does Mili going to work then? In other words, what's with Mili? In other words, if Mili mimsur l'shliach, then it would be good. Mili shlo b'fana. Why? That's my kashya against Rav Moshe. I don't have an answer. I did see if you can find it in the different. I missed it. Kuf Tezayin. I did see, however, that Hagoyin of Zalman Nechemya Goldberg Shalita. Has a lengthy piece in the Kutras called, a magazine called Beis Aaron Yisrael, but it's stolen the Chassidim. And it's a very interesting introduction to the most interesting part of the whole Tshuva. I mean, for those who are, what happens in Russia? A big problem. It's about Ashkenazim, it's not such a big problem. You know why? No Gittin, no Kiddushin. So, you know, Kalkalos and Takanosim. No Kiddushin, there's no Mamzeris. No Kiddushin. We have civil marriage, we assume Mikir Adin. Mikir Adin is not binding. So, therefore, they never married, never divorced, no Mamzeris. The problem is Sfardim, Bukhara, and Gruzia, where there were Orthodox marriages. But the Gitna Amaratzim Gemurim, some are Rishoyim Gemurim, they give blank papers. It's a total disaster. So the only way to get out of this problem is Kitzvot Tefillah. What do you do with the Chazanish? So he writes a whole lengthy article of how many pages? 10 pages, where he says the Chazanish is wrong. In effect, I mean, this is one word. He comes against it, even though it's hard to do that, you know? So he goes against it. So in the middle of this, in the last page, he said, there are other stars for the Ramban. He goes, Moshe quotes, doesn't believe it. But I ask, I have a kashya to Moshe. Oh, Yeshloma, svar shalachain, I like his svar. Shalachain, shalom, befana, vein, lamana, shliach, l'ksiva, hum, you should listen carefully. To aim, l'shon, tzivui, shalom, bifnei, mishin, etztav. That's the whole thing. 7 words. Aim, l'shon, tzivui, shalom, bifnei, mishin, etztav. What does that mean? It means the chesar and minish of the fun of the Ramban is, what do you mean? What are you saying? I hereby appoint Rabbi Lichter, I hereby appoint Rabbi Lichter to write the get. What do you mean? You're sitting in Timbuktu, and he's in New York. What do you mean you're appointing him? What does that mean? What does that mean? So I think what he's driving at is that the whole concept of appointment, at least with respect to Gittin, where there's a formality of tzivui, which is again, I don't have time to go into all the intricacies of shlichus, of tzivui, of what exactly it requires, but let's assume for the moment that because of the din of the Shema, there's a special requirement of tzivui haba, a unique requirement of tzivui haba applies only by Gittin, doesn't apply to matonis. I'll try to believe that as we learn the sugyas later to prove it, to make a note on your computer. You have to come back to this one day, a little star. And there's a concept called Tzivui Haba, which exists, is limited to case of Gittin, Kodim L'Shmo. Not Shayach HaTzivui, let me have a man of Shalom B'Fonim. I hereby appoint a rabbi. It's too far away. That's what the Chesaron is. And then when it comes to L'Shmo, it's no good. When it comes to Maton, it's not a problem. When it comes to L'Shmo, it's no good. That's the Chesaron. Oh, because I can't, in effect, what it really means is, I can't communicate with the cipher. I have to rely on two guys, so one guy to be a Pony Express to tell him what I said. So in effect, what I'm doing is, I'm telling you to appoint. And I can't appoint someone in the air, because there's no, I make a statement, I hear my appointment, but it's too far away from me. He doesn't hear me, so it's no good. But, Rav Zalman Lachem, you should lead the right. If I write it down, send it to him, that's a tzivui. Because I'm going to take the piece of paper and he's going to get in his hand something which came from my hand. That's considered to be a tzivui. I hereby appoint you. But if I say $1,000 that I hereby appoint you, and then the yenta comes along and tells me that I was appointed $1,000 by Charlie, it's like a yenta. That's not an appointment. It's yenta rai. It's not considered to be a tzivui. That's the thing everybody means. Oy bazoi, a telephone should work. Kodram Moshe, telephone should work, but I have a kashkan to Moshe and Shachlap, and according to this, the telephone should work. Mili? Oh, very good. Mili, oh, excellent. So how does Mili work? Here's the answer. If Mili mimser on the Shliach, and I, that me, that's a Kiddush Neira, Mili mimser on the Shliach means, as we saw already earlier, that the Shliach that I appoint before he does anything is considered me. He's like me. So therefore, according to Rabbi Moshe, it's shver, because it's still not a halachic statement, but I still have to believe it. But according to my lumdus, I think it works, because I tell someone, I hereby appoint somebody as a shliach, but the guy is so far away, I don't know. If I am telling you to write the get, and you can appoint someone else to write the get, How can that be? Because you are like me. So too, if that's the case, this would also work in effect through the principle of Mili. That's a very alumdish of us. See, I'm giving you alumdus. I must give you a question of credibility. Yes?
So even according to Moshe, if the reason is credibility, then if you say that, it's like the biological issue, it would be better than credibility.
Come on.
Credibility, we use it if we don't have it, if it's not...
But the problem is the way Rav Moshe formulates it, it's impossible. If I, the sofer, am not convinced directly from the Baal himself that he's authorized me to write the get, nothing's going to help. So even if you consider the Mili guy, I'll be deemed to be like the Baal, that's the kind of a Baal that I have a clue to believe.
No,
the Baal himself tells me, I'm telling you.
Then you believe him. The Baal himself says that you definitely believe him.
So for this guy who says, I'm the Baal, I'm the Baal, you are an imposter. No! We paskin merely members of the shliach. I can't be an imposter. What does that mean? I have the psak effect of possibility of being an imposter. That's why I don't understand very much. Look, do me a favor. You have it in your hand. Take it. Look it up. Maybe he says something about it, or whatever you. Okay, that's my hour. Adkan. Now, the biggest proof that we have in this whole discussion is the fact that the Ramban in Daf Ayin Beis says, or seems to say, that Kosav v'Chsav Yoda was good. Right? And he said that Shlomo Fanav is noble. The only way out, there's only one way out for Chazanish L'Chaira. Either, if he assumes Rabban is telling the truth, and that is, that is a distinction between one or what? Writing the Fanav and writing Shlomo Fanav. The Ramban is only maksha over here when he writes in the presence of the soul. That's true. That is a way out. Can't say no. Is it a pashtus? No, it's not a pashtus. But is it a way out? Yes, it's a way out. So now let's discuss a few moments. Indeed, is it a really valid way out, or are we going to have better riots that is really going to be good? Let's first discuss the biggest riot the post can bring that ksiva is no good. The biggest riot the round quarters of the Tosefta. Tosefta says, "Open up! Don't trust me. Okay, so I can be an imposter too." Don't trust that. That's what you see in Rav Moshe. Don't trust two angels. You don't trust the Rebbe. That's for sure. So let's open up. By the way, in this Kisru Tznu of the Bezdin of America, they have a few important, they give you a whole form over here. And they put it on their files. Name, address, and phone number of Rabbi Supervisor of Kisru Tznu. They want name, address, and phone number. Name, address, and phone number of the husband. Name, address, and phone number of the wife. And there's a Shliach Sheni. Again, we don't have time to go into that right now. I'll have to get to it later. Name of Shliach Sheni is what is needed. Any additional information is relevant. Then they give 8 conditions here before you can do this. 8 points. A Kisru Tznu should only be done when a sofer, misader, and proper witnesses are not available. Because you shouldn't do it just every single time. And it's best to have what we call a conference call, telephone conference call, right? With the bezin and the baal and the sofer. And the husband must read the Kisru Tznu out loud in language he understands. He doesn't understand English. A version in the language that he understands must be prepared. And with the Bezdin of America has Kisru Tznu in a number of languages. I wonder what languages they have it in. Russian, probably. Right? What language is it? Yiddish? Hebrew? What else is there? Spanish? I guess they Yiddish speak all kinds of languages. Right? 4. In case the rabbis writing the Kisru Tznu do not know the man personally as the husband of the one who was being divorced, missing over here, a photo ID such as a passport or driver's license must be produced. A photocopy of the ID should be made. Put it on the file. They're right. You got to be careful. Okay? You have to tell the husband if there's any reconciliation. If there's yichud, it's bottle. That's a big serious problem. Any additional information should be written down. And they have to write the name very carefully. Hebrew, English, Kohen, and Levi, everything should be known. Okay, this is the information, this is a form for the rabbis to fill out. Very important. It should be done all over the country. Oh, now, let's look at that Tosefta. In fact, I mean, not only shouldn't trust me, you shouldn't trust Iran either, right? All right. Perek Bez Alach Yud. So sure enough, is there. What's Perek Bez Alach Yud? It says... Plus, it's the last line of page 26 here in the first column of this edition. It says, Plus, I've suffered the Shema. No. Top line of the second column. Afilu kasa v'chsav yada l'sofer k'sov l'edim chasamu ava bishak savu v'chasnu v'nasula posul at shiyishmu es kolo sh'nemar sh'yoma hu l'sofer k'sov l'edim chasamu. Finished. Not a word is finally about the idea of being a cherish. Not a single solitary word. Stamba the Tosefta is mashma against the Mekilim. Against the Mekilim. Either Rambam is Mekil, the Iktar is Mekil, and the Chaz Mishkos, well, they only Mekil, there must be a case where he's writing in the presence of the Sofer. That's his distinction. He hangs on that distinction. Oh. If you look on the Mitzvah Shmuel on the bottom, which is a big bulky, he always tells you where Tosefta's are found. So one is an Ayin Beis and an Aleph. That's a Gittin. And look at the Yerushalmi. Halach Aleph and Reish Trumos. Woo! Reish Trumos. Let's first look in these places. Let's first look at Ayin Beis and an Aleph. That's the first source that we quote. Ayin Beis and an Aleph. What does it say? What does it say? Doesn't say anything. All it says is talking about you have to actually shmu kolo, right? Alafukim Rav Kana, who says Rashi says Dama Leel Ayin Aleph. Ayin Aleph is more important. Chayrish Yochol Dalam Mitoch Aksav Kosev Venosin Get Leishto, and he's rejected. He's rejected. Oh. He's rejected. So Tosus here, to the Maskel Kolo, sounds like he's saying, it's only rejected when it comes to a Cherish. Because a Cherish, maybe, he doesn't know what he's talking about. This is the Tosus, that's what Rav Zalman Lechem writes. This is the Tosus Kolo, to which everyone is referring. The Ramban, and others, I think the Rashba, they all quote a Tosus that says, that a Pikeach can authorize the writing of a Get, B'Ksav, which is a Tosus, what Tosus, where Tosus, who Tosus? This Tosus Kolo. And I'm saying, it seems to say it's only a problem of not, he doesn't know what he's talking about, this is a chedesh. Otherwise, if he'd be care, it would be good. That's the presumption. This tells us. Now, what about this Yerushalmi? So you know, I look up the Yerushalmi. And lo and behold, there's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is an Halacha Aleph. As follows. Here we go. Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Okay, first it starts by quoting. No, that's the Tosefta. This is for those, this edition is on page 78 in the nice edition of the Yerushalmi. The one we have in the Bismarck, very nice edition. What does it say? Kosto Sefta. First it's all about Cherish, all about Cherish. Then it's Kosto Sefta. It says as follows. It says in the Yerushalmi first, Nischaresh hu o Nishtata in the Motzi Olamis, V'yichto v'yikaimu acherim ksav yodo. So if he's able to write, that's good enough. So you see Mefurish Adin, that a Cherish is able to write and authorize a get to be given. Masnisa Pliga, to get a Tosefta. And he quotes Tosefta in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, verbatim. Ain't no get. So what do you see? That this is, we're assuming that the Pashas is referring to a case of a Cherish. Of a Cherish. Omer al Amal Mori, v'cheresh anan kayomin. V'en shlichus l'cheresh. Mefurish, that the Brisa is referring to a cheresh. But as the Carbonator says, ha'odatanya b'Brisa, the v'sibul ha'mahani, dafka cheresh. Okay? That's the problem. Amal v'bori, ma'ani k'savya, k'sivas yad. V'im kosav l'chtov get l'eid in the chasum al tzavyod l'olav mazuyabu, kosin v'nosin, p'punk fakert. There's a Mefurish Yerushalmi that says that the Brisa, that ever the Ranis is talking about Bari, because it doesn't say a word in the Tosef to talk about Cheresh. But what if Shas Bavli would say it's talking about Cheresh? Wouldn't we trust Ravina Rav Ashi and Shas Bavli? Well, what's wrong with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says the Tosef is talking about a Cheresh. True, the next day it says, Rav Yossi Barabun Omer, Bebari Anan Kayomim. So Lama Eno get, Ani Omer Mis Asek Bishtarosa. He's just kidding around. He's not serious. That's why. But not because of what? Some kind of meanish love of fun of. He's misasik b'shtarosa. He doesn't really mean it. But if he certifies it with a lawyer, with a notary, and if obviously he really means it, then everyone seems to agree that it would be good. So fakert, a mafurisha Yerushalmi, that seems to say that a problem of ksi was either only by cheresh, or some side problem. Misasik b'shtarosa. As a matter of fact, the Shiare Karbon in the back, which I asked you to see a Rajba, he quotes in the Shiare Karbon, that is the Karbonator wrote his parish on the side, the same author, or the Shiare Karbon, which didn't make it into the main text, it's printed in the back, in most editions of the Rishami. So on this halacha, the Rajba quotes the Tosfos that I told you about. A Tosfos says that Sabyad is good. He says like this, Tosus is wrong. Why is Tosus wrong? Because Tosefta lo mashmahachi. Tosefta lo mashmahachi. Oh, yeah. He also quotes in footnote 108 that the Tosus is same as Zalman Chemer. Mizal Tosus Kolo. It's more before the Tosus Rosh. He says, look at Tosus Rosh if you have a chance. This is how Tosus also implies it. He said Tosefta doesn't say because it talks about Bari. Okay. So until now, I would think okay. For some reason, although the Rishonim of Bekiyim b'chol shas bavli, maybe not every single, forgive me for sounding like an apokaris, maybe not every single Rishon was such a big bucky in every single Yerushalmi. They didn't have Yerushalmi every all the time. Yeah, once in a while, but they didn't have such a big Bekiyis in Yerushalmi. Alright, I mean, you're allowed to say it's your thing. Tosis that Amoroyim didn't know Toseftis. Yeah. That's what Tosis says. They didn't know Toseftis. They knew Mishnayis, Klar. They didn't know Toseftis. So, if that's what Tosfos says, so we can say that the Rishonim, they knew Pshas Klar, but they know what Yerushalmi is. Yerushalmi was not as learned as Bavli. Sorry to say such a thing, but all right. So the Ran didn't quote. But the Rashi makes things worse. He quotes the Yerushalmi. He quotes the Yerushalmi. Hakanamik Asinah of Yerushalmi Bepirkin, where it says that he quotes Cheresh, Pikeach, Masnis the Pliga, quotes that Tosefta, right? And Im Kane, Misha Sharak Muksavyada, Medina Sayyad Lichtov, didn't get Lichtov, ain't Kosov in Austin. Frek 114. I am a dinner of Abba Marisham, the Becherashan and Kayaman. Abba Bar Yachel at Savas Bechsav. Rabbish Shirei Karban, Kate of Yafarash Rabbein and Dvarav. I looked at Shirei Karban, I looked once, I looked twice, I looked three times. To me, I ended up with a Tzarachim. The Rajba Shver, the Pashas Fakert. The Yushalmi has learned that the Tosem is referring only to a case of a Cherish. But a Bari can authorize B'Ksav Yodo. Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
So you assume that even a Bari is going to be.
Right, and the one who says Bari, why? Explains why. He says because Shemim is Asik Mishtarosa. It's too casual. But I'm telling you, if a guy writes B'Ksav and it's countersigned by three Dayanim, there's no chashash of this asik
b'shtaros.
Right,
the regular case of even a
bar. Maskim, but I'm saying, we can overcome that with a kim of bezin.
So
no one's funny. But I'm saying, with a kim of bezin, should be good to chalad days. Both of them are should be, it's good.
But that's not what
the
Rashi is talking about. I'm not talking about that case where
he's talking about
the foundation.
Ah, I hear what he says. But he didn't quote the main thing. Okay.
So the good way to get out of it would
say the Rashi referred to a case, it was no.
It's just the case that he's
talking
about.
But then if the problem with that is he quoted the wrong Mandiyama. He quoted the Mandiyama who said that Tomat Cheresh. Okay, look, I have to look again. Maybe that's a short conversation. Okay, good. Not bad, Chaim. Pretty good. Now, Rabosai, listen to me carefully. One more Nakuda, critical Nakuda over here. Very good. We have over here a man named Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who's quoted on that Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabosai, let's take a look. Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Here it says as follows. Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanoi the Tanya. What happened? It says as follows. It says Meitzve with a small chesis. Cheresh lo holchu bo acha remizosa v'hakfitzosa v'haksav yado. Hello, the metal level lo begin. So if a cheresh writes, the cheresh write the right to get for my wife, we disregard it. As I stated in the Bryson. Moses Tanoi, it's a machlokas Tanoi. Who argues with Tanakam? Rav Shvashbag. Amar Shvashbag. Pamedu amurim b'cheresh meikoro. Amal pikeach v'nischaresh. Who kosev v'hein chosmin. In other words, cheresh meikoro. Right, so then it's a big problem. Right? Rashi explains. B'cheresh meikoro, last two narrow lines, Zayin Aleph and Aleph and Rashi. She'ein lo ksav yad shel das. Shelo hoise lo das slula meyomach. Okay? Aval pikeach shelo man lichto mi das slula. Hu kosev get v'acherim kosev. V'ayinu k'rav kahana. That's the poor victimizer of kahana who said at the top of the page here in Ayin Aleph, cheresh yochad ala tocha ksav kosev the nose and get li'ishto. It goes according to Rashbag. Fine. So it seems here something very interesting, that there may be a double machlokas between Rashbag and Tanakam. What machlokas do we have over here? What do we have over here? What do we have? What's the case over here? The case over here is, right? That you're appointing the sofer through writing. Right? Through writing. Since you're machlokas Rashbag and Tanakama, you appoint the sofer through writing. Okay? But there seems to be an additional machlokas over here, which is sort of implicit here. And in the Yerushalmi, it's a little more mafurish. That same Yerushalmi. In Perek Zion and in Masechta Gittin, Halacha Aleph. And there it says, I mean, it's implicit here too. What does it mean, who kosev and chosen, ven chosen? What does it mean, who kosev? Who kosev what? Oh, he writes the get. He writes the get. That's right, who wrote kosev get? V'acherim chosmin, time to Rav Kahana. What? Rav Kahana is not discussing that. Rav Kahana is discussing about appointing him b'chsav. So what's the connection between these two things? It seems to be a double machlokas for both sides. Oh, so here, Rav Zalman Lechem has this piece of following. It could be it's one machlokas, which is a shtikl ha'ba ha'talya. It's all based on one core issue, which is for both sides. It's k'siva k'dibu. To borrow a phrase from the poskim, it's k'siva k'dibu. If ksiva is kedibur, if writing is like speaking, this guy's not a cheresh. What is a cheresh? A classical cheresh who has no das, ain't a medaber v'ain a shomer. Right? This guy who could write is a medaber. Ksiva kedibur. He's a medaber. Now, listen to this. What else might depend upon the shiloh, the ksiva kedibur or ksiva not kedibur? It's the other question of whether a person can appoint a sofer b'ksav. Is ksiva kedibur or not kedibur? If ksiva is kedibur, then it's okay. If ksiva is not kedibur, then you can argue it's not okay. Achishmu kolo. So maybe you need kolo mamash, a voice, a speaking voice. But if ksiva is kedibur, then the same as ksiva is kedibur, the guy's not labeled as the cheresh en bodas, and he can write again himself. So too, Ksivas Kedibur, we're going to appoint someone from far away to write a get. And how do you know Tomat far away? Says the Zabzam and the Chemi, quotes an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer must be far away. Why? Because it says over here, what's the lesson that we have? The men of Rabbi Cheresh Meikor, I will be careful with Cheresh, who kosei behem chosmi. But the Yishama's expression is slightly different. Be careful with Cheresh, Kosev, listen to this now. Vacherim Mikaimin Ksav Yodo. Kiyum. What does Kiyum mean? He's not there. Right? It was sent from far away. So when the things are sent from far away, you need a kiyum, a bezin, to make sure it's not a forgery. So you see, it's talking about the case of far away, right? And there is a kiyum to make sure it's not a forgery, as we said before. Oh. So that's like this. Listen carefully, Rabbi. Lich Ora, we see from here that there's no, that with this, let me phrase it this way. With respect to a ksiva from afar, which is partial what the Yerushalmi is referring to over here, because it's the Gnida Kiyam, with respect to ksiva from afar, one of two things. Either that the ksiva from afar should work Petorah's ksiva, right? This is special in the ksiva, or the ksiva from afar is a minu shalabafana. There's nothing wrong with minu shalabafana. Why am I saying this? Because if ksiva from afar has a separate problem, which doesn't exist from ksiva up close, what is that problem? Either because it's not in front of him, or because it's considered minish labafana, whatever you want to call it, then lechora, there's nothing at all to do with this machlokas over here between Rashbag and the Rabbanon. Rashbag and the Rabbanon are fighting as ksiva kedim, right? And the ksiva they're talking about is the based on the name is the ksiva shalom b'fanav. Right? So we see therefore that ksiva shalom b'fanav, the only chesaron is the chesaron of ksiva kedibur. And if you can overcome that chesaron of ksiva kedibur, right? Whatever we ksiva would be considered kedibur, then it would be good whether it's b'fanav or shalom b'fanav. This is what he suggests. But he says, according to the Chazon Ish, and referring over here, we're limiting ourselves over here to a case of what? Of ksiva b'fanav, only ksiva b'fanav. But that can't be, it still requires a kiyum. So you have to say, well, maybe there's another additional machlokas over here. What's the additional machlokas? Another machlokas, Rashbag and Tanakama, by the general din of minish lo b'fanav. That's the chazon should be forced to assume. That number one is the machlokas, Rashbag and Chacham, with the ksiva kedibur. Number two, the machlokas Rashbag and the Chachamim, whether minu shalom b'fanav is good or is no good. That's what's going to emerge if you just go through the math. Says the Reb Zalman Nechemia, why should these two unrelated machlokas and attached to each other in the same brisa? It doesn't make sense. They're not related to each other. Two unrelated machlokas. Whether ksivas kedibur, which impact on whether the guy's considered a bardas, not a bardas in the first place. He's writing his own get even. And there's a separate distinct machlokas, whether minish labafanim is good or no good. That's unrelated to anything. It's two unrelated machlokas. What are they doing in this b'chara machter in the same dispute of tanoim? That's why he thinks, to the contrary, the Rishalmi on balance proves that the ksiva here is the ksiva shalom b'fanim, and it should be considered halacha l'maisa good. Put it this way, any rishon who says that ksiva is good, even if he'd be limited to b'fanav, it'd be good shalom b'fanav also. There can't be an additional impediment of shalom b'fanav. That's what he's trying to demonstrate. If the Rambam and the Itur, who said aksiva would be good, Mikir Adin, would have to say it's good even shalom b'fanav. Bottom line, he rejects the maisa, the distinction between b'fanav and shalom b'fanav. As a result, he wants a paskin that aksiva shalom b'fanav should be good. And if in case it's not good enough for you, to have a ksiva shalom b'fanav, and a formal minu shalom b'fanav. The formal minu shalom b'fanav will work, because if you'll say that it's a chesaron of ksiva lav kedibur, and in fact it would be no good, not only would it be no good shalom b'fanav, but no good b'fanav either. Just stop, ksiva is no good. Okay? So to overcome that, you have the ksiva, you have the minu b'al peh, shalom b'fanav, and the combination of the two should work. So he goes through a whole list of rishonim and says, if you look carefully, There's no rishon in the whole wide world who says with Farish that these two things are both no good. You can see there are rishonim who say minish lo b'fanav is no good. That's obvious. That's the Ramban. But that Ramban, same Ramban, seems to say that ksiva is good. And when we say that ksiva is minish lo b'fanav, so it must be better. What reason? I gave you my reason, which I the reason I gave. The Chazanish is shver and Rav Moshe is a little shver. I like my reason a little better, not mine. So Rav Zalman Nechem is our reason. That tzivu shalom b'fanav, that is not called a tzivu. Okay, but if a ksiva, it would be considered to be a tzivu. Fine. So now the quote of Rabban is going to be good. So the Ran seems to say, for whatever reason, that he didn't look at the Rishalmi, or didn't understand the Rishalmi, The Ron writes that Ksiva is no good, even the Bari. Yeah, but the Ron himself holds that Midrash Lo Bafanav is good. Right? Why should it be that Ksiva is no good and Midrash Lo Bafanav is good? I guess he holds Ksiva Lav Kedimur. Midrash Lo Bafanav is Baal Peh. So that's going to be good. So the Rambam, they write it like this. The Rambam says Midrash Lo Bafanav is no good, but Ksiva is good. The reason we just gave. It's a chasson and it's tzivui, but if you hand it a piece of paper, it's a good tzivui. The Rambam is the opposite. Midrash Lo Bafanav is good, but Ksiva is no good. Why? Ksiva Lav Kedimur. But they both agree with Maisa. If you do both, Maremi Brisk, it's going to be good. One for this reason, one for that reason. So Rav Zalman Lechemer says, do it. I add, you want to be a super machmer, add two bochumers. What two bochumers? One, I had a telephone conversation. Shtaniyah died even according to the Chazanish's version or Rav Moshe's version. It's to assign the color should be good. Two, you want to have a gorchumra? Have the Baal write three lines in Bukhari or Georgian or whatever language he writes. That's a three-line text. I, this name, the most of this name. You're permitted to marry it. If you're permitted to any man, finished. In the real world, what happens? I have to tell you, no one, to my knowledge, no one is machmer for these chumras. They all rely on kitzvu tznu almost as a matter of course. And as I told you, some they're not even as machmer as the Beit Din of America, they don't even require 3 days, they have enough two, and some are not machbid, all these points that I just brought out over here. What can I do? I can't change the whole world. But it seems to me, it would be worthwhile, kustnish, as I would say, but I love chumras which don't cost you too much. So one would be a phone call, what? Reach out and touch someone. How much does it cost a phone call? Right? And two, I would even say, let the guy write three lines. He sends it by Teichman. Had the Baal write the two lines extra on the Kitzvah Tznu itself, I trade that in. Say, forget about that. You want to use a pen, it's going to press the Xerox button, I told you. And have the Baal write three lines of a get. That's all. For the Chazon Ish Lachumra, why not? What's the big deal? It's not so hard. The guy can write. Make him be a participant. Let him write something aside from that. I think it would be a good idea. But again, I'm not in the trenches. I guess people in the trenches know that it's, maybe it's not so feasible. Yes, Ariel.
So Bob doesn't write, but like he sends it himself in a fax machine?
I don't understand you, my dear friend. If we're ready, we won't go to the extent that the Baal's going to write on a piece of paper, which would be a get kosher midaraisa, why kill it by putting it in a fax machine? The fax is not going to be kosher midaraisa. I don't think so. That'd be a big stretch. If a man writes a get and it's put into a fax machine, and he writes that before he presses the button, it's fax. Hinnani kosev l'shmo l'shmo l'shem gerishin. Start. The fax goes through. You mean to say that the good ksiva al pidim is... I have trouble with that. I don't know how faxes work exactly. Electronic stuff, no, I don't know how faxes work. Fax technology, you know, it's pretty amazing. Think about it. We take it for granted now, but it's a pretty amazing technology. Would it be good as a ksiva? I have my big doubts. In other words, as a minui, as an appointment, let's say it's an emergency. You need a kitzvah tznu. Has to be done today. So then, maybe the fax would work. Because then, kitzvah tznu has to be written in the Shema. Kitzvah tznu is just a way of appointing someone. Let's say you have a dedicated line, you have a caller ID. I have a way to avoid everything with my friend. I have a way of advanced fax, plain paper copy, plain paper fax, caller ID, whatever, security, secure line. That's taking it overcome. So if a kitzvah tznu, mailer, maybe it would work. I have to tell you, my first introduction to the concept of fax. You probably grew up, do you remember a world without faxes? What? Well, yes, you are old enough for that, right? But I think faxes started, I think more than 10 years ago. When faxes started. My first, tchilas iski befax was the following situation. Someone from my shul left to the West Coast and forgot to authorize me to sell the chametz to the guy. It was 2 days before Pesach. I said, what do I do, Rabbi? I said, I have a big problem. I'll send you a fax. I said, what? Send you a fax. What? Sure, I'll go to an office somewhere and I'll press a button and you fax me the blank form, I'll fax you back the full form. Okay. I had a form with me, I put it into a machine. 1987, 1988, one of those years, when I first started coming out. And I think it's a good authorization for Mechiras Chametz. Maybe you can argue it's good for kids to say, you can't wait. Why can't you wait? He's about to go off the deep end. The doctor's going to go, he's going to when he commits suicide, he's going to die. There's a yavam who's a meshubed, or a phrase, and they're going to become insane. You have to do it right away. So maybe you'll have the fax machine for the get. This get Chaznish's version of the get, you're going to kill it. You put it in the fax machine. I mean, if you want the emergency, put it in the fax machine. Give it to them. Nothing to lose. Make sure to give it again, and it's what we call hard copy. Even lawyers today want hard copy sent later on in an important case. You know that. I don't want to rely on the final facts. Hard copy to follow. The Kavachai, when it comes to Ish, hard copy to follow. Okay, masking. I mean, I don't know if you want to throw the facts of the emergencies. Maybe it'll work. Maybe. But the facts feel a shema. It's hard for me to imagine it would work. Let me think of another minute. Maybe it would work.
Has it been a photocopy?
No, Rav Henke doesn't require the shema. Okay, Rav Henke requires. You want to know? You're asking a good question. Can I write, if I want to write a get l'shma, so we have a cloud that you can write a tofus to get me. We pass from that l'chumra, we saw already those before, using tofus and Torah. Even to be passed, even the tofus has to be written l'shma. Remember our branch of English Shalit, many years ago, we learned a get, he told us Talmidim, and one of them told me, or he told me directly, I forgot. And he thinks, it's a big problem with getting, you know, it's until people sit around to write the get, this is a chashat chak. Why don't you take a tofus and put it on a stamp. Put on a stamp. Most guys just standing, right? Standard procedure. Put on a stamp, and then the service, if the service duly appointed, says, I'm hereby writing L'Shem Gerushin. There's one stamp. He has 8 lines out of the 12 right there. He thought maybe it should be good. He's probably right. Maybe it was it. So then if he's right, L'Chara, if he's right, why has to be Dafka stamped? I can press the Xerox button. No? Huh? A stamp is Xerox. Stamp? Someone suggested we write Tefillah with a stamp. I'll have it. No, I'm serious. Mezuzah. I have the Shema by Shemoa. Here in the cause of the Shema.
It has to be in order.
An order? That's true. It has to be in order, but it's a big question. To write the whole thing at once. It was a case of the Mishnah Yuma. Okay, we wrote with 4 fingers and all you want to share me, you came up, guys. No, but no, I understand, but there we can derive it. If I say it may not be a promise of local sigma. We'll talk about that. So that's a new cooler, mezuzahs, with a stamp. What do you say? I thought maker then it should be good. Cheaper. Cheaper, not the word. Boom, boom, boom. What? I don't understand what you're saying. Proper deal, but the inkwell leads to the proper deal.
How about the
why is he just giving you a quill? What do you need a quill for? Huh? Make it right then. Rav Post can say, you can fix, I've had experience this way, you can fix a Sefer Torah with a ballpoint pen. Shame your Sefer Torah. And then like this. Why not? Black. What the hell, yo? There's not much in here. Dio and the pen. Okay, we're late. We'll stop now without the minute. Mitchum tomorrow, if I have any leftovers about the Lamais, we'll go into it. We'll be the Lumpus of Mealy with may I try Xerox. Oh, on a Xerox, I stifle a few, right? That's a very nice summation of the Lumpus of Mealy. Remind me tomorrow.